Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of Life is No Coincidence, a story which offers a view of universal energy and the connections we make to people in order to realize ways that we can value our physical and inner life and therefore create the most positive and healthy life experience. This radio show, Healing From Within, concerns us with learning more about who we are and how we function in this world of energy interactions. In today's episode, I am joined by Edith Nam, author of Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, something we'd all like to do, and to live well, long, and healthy. And this is a roadmap and guide for creating a new understanding of how to use our words and actions for improving the quality of our thinking power and thereby ensuring a greater connection to the people we meet and to bring more joy to all our daily activities. In her new book, Edith introduces 11 ways to positively engage one's brain and body using words to affect our beliefs and attitudes. We all should know by now that one word, either positive or negative, can affect our emotional state and biochemically change our heart rate, blood pressure, breathing, and digestion, and influence all our relationships and our health. Hello, Edith.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, I'm delighted. But let me tell our audience a little bit about you. Professionally, Edith Nam is a counselor, and specialized handwriting analyst, holding a master's degree in guidance from New York University, and is certified as a specialized graphoanalyst from the Institute of Graphic Science at Texas University. Edith has authored 6 books on stress management and is a cancer survivor, an active member of the healing community, teaching a teleconference course on positive ways to energize the brain and body. Edith, please, let's start the show by telling us something about yourself and your motivation for writing this guide and manual.
Okay. I am dedicated to wanting to share what I feel are simple, safe, and self-help successful strategies that can empower one to feel self-confident, to set realistic, achievable goals, and to increase one's smile mileage, regardless of one's age or economic background. And as you stated, yes, I am a thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer survivor, and I am dedicated to allowing people to be empowered so that they can survive and thrive in a 24/7 stress-filled world. And
well, you're the perfect example, having just said what you've gone through. But when I spoke to you, when I first heard your voice, I could hear your attitude. I could hear your energy level. And with that, we don't need much more than to change what's happening in our world, because
yes,
our mind, our thoughts do create our reality, and you're living proof of it.
Yes. And I did not mention that I am 86 years old.
Well, you would not know that from your voice. You have a very youthful and joyful voice. And
Thank you.
And that's represented in what you've written and what you're trying to share, because it is what people need to know. It's not what happens to us.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many things will happen to us in the course of our life. It's how we use our inner level of knowing who we are, as both spiritual beings and physical beings, to create that energy connection with other people and to make what could seemingly be not so wonderful at the moment and to make it into something wonderful. And I think that's what your book is about, and that's what this radio show is about, finding ways to achieve personal success and longevity and health while we do it. And have good time at the same time.
Yes. It's feelings, it's food, it's fun, it's facts, and it concerns our options, our optimism, and choices.
Yes,
and
that's
constructive
a big word.
Change. Yes. And it's also understanding the consequences of chronic emotional stress. I want to wipe that out. I want to eliminate it and prevent it from building up, because chronic emotional stress contributes to chronic illnesses.
Absolutely.
And we have epidemics of the chronic illnesses.
All right. Well, let's go on. This book was co-authored with Rita Kaufman, who has included many insightful poems in the book on topics such as control, thinking through the senses, faith, hope, and a positive thought, the words within, which is what this radio show is about, the thoughts and essence of ourself from within and how we can bring it out and create a better world. Also, she has written about staying in the present, planning for the new day, and thoughts of nature, along with many other poems.
What is interesting and why Rita's poems are in the book, Rita joined my class that I am still teaching. I'm on the faculty at Brooklyn College, the IRPE, Institute for Retirees in Pursuit of Education. And when I first started teaching it, Rita, who had just retired after 32 years of teaching, joined my class. And the fact that she never thought she could write poetry. And as a result of being in the class, and she still is because she's one of my star Share a Smile ambassadors, was able to come to use the concepts that I present and use it and apply it and express it in poetry. I got very excited, as she would call and said, guess what? I wrote a poem. And it kept coming, it kept flowing, and I said, Rita, it's got to be included in my book.
The question here is, do you think it was a coincidence or perhaps destiny that Rita turned up in your class and the two of you forged ahead to write this book together?
I think it's both.
Yes, it is both that. Probably both. But there really are no coincidences. There are really people meeting who need to help explore the possibilities for creation. And I think that's what happened with you. I was going to read the poem a little later in the show, but maybe this would be a good time to do it since you just talked about her poems. And the poem I'd like to read, there were several that were very, very powerful, but the one I would like to read is Faith, Hope, and a Positive Thought.
Yes.
Faith, hope, and a positive thought come from within and cannot be bought. They conquer the fear that lingers around so feelings of calm and contentment can be found. They dissolve the anxiety that hold on so strong for pleasurable peace to sing its sweet song. They squash the anger that burns so deep, allowing beautiful days and peaceful sleep. How do we maximize this trio so grand? Begin with positive self-talk that's close at hand. Write down your worries and let them go free and enhance your soul with powerful energy. Add invigorating beliefs and deep breaths each day for joy and happiness to come your way. Live with faith, hope, and a positive thought. They come from within and cannot be bought. Edith, this is the theme of this show. And the outcome of years of doing sessions, Reiki energy healing sessions. And I try to share in every show that if we banish fear and worry, are grateful for everyone in our life, these are the Reiki principles. Find work that brings us personal satisfaction and growth, and be kind to ourselves and everyone. We can learn to appreciate and have a quality of life that's peaceful, healthy, and loving. So, life's a great gift, yet some people still see life as hard. What do you say to people who say to you, life is hard?
Well, what I say is to understand what the winning ways are, and to learn to how to train the brain to drain the pain that comes as a result of past pain, how to curb the anger and the fear and the sadness and the anxiety. In other words, how to handle and relieve emotional stress. And then, of course, as the book shows, it's how to introduce practicing pep aerobics, which are also strategies that positively energize your brain and body and empower you to be healthy, because human beings function on emotional energy and chemical energy. The chemical energy is from food. Emotional energy is concerned with feelings, whether you are functioning on joy, love, happiness, pleasure, enthusiasm and optimism, or are you functioning on what I call TNT, which is toxic negative thinking, which concerns anger, fear, sadness, that deprive you of the power to function effectively.
Mm-hmm. And, I agree.
And it's a matter of making people aware of the terrific functioning of the most dynamic, complicated processing center in the universe, our unique brain. People don't understand the connection, because from the first day to the last day of your life, it's the brain that receives, organizes, and distributes all information that you see, you hear, you smell, you taste, you touch, and you experience. Your brain is involved in every part of your life. All the thoughts, feelings, and actions that take place every second in your entire life, because the brain is in charge of all your vital body functions. And as people are using the computers, I try and translate in a simplified way that all information that I just referred to is stored in your brain's memory data bank.
Let's get back to that for a minute, because that's one of the questions I was just going to ask you about the physical structures of the brain. You know, the brain is part of the central nervous system.
Yes.
It's in our skull. But tell us something about the two hemispheres, the right and the left, and something physically about the brain, so people can know how important it is that they stay healthy, so the chemical functions and what they do can make their brain, we're all unique, all different, and every brain perceives things uniquely. But how, if we know a little bit more about it, maybe we can understand what's really going on.
Okay, the brain weighs 3 pounds. It's made up of a network of billions of neurons. And each neuron has quadrillion connections to other cells in the body. And it's constantly busy receiving and sending electrical and chemical signals to your body organs, to your nerves, to your muscles, to your tissues. It travels, believe it or not, at the speed of 60 miles an hour. And it craves stimulation. It needs oxygen. That's why we talk about deep breathing. It needs a daily supply of water so that it doesn't become dehydrated.
Yeah, I think you wrote in the book the brain is 80% water and 30% oxygen.
Yes, yes. And it needs nutrients. And it doesn't have any place to store it. So it's daily doses that will affect and you will respond so that it becomes... You see, now there is plasticity of the brain. The more you stimulate the brain, the more it will establish growth and connections till the last day of life.
Mm-hmm.
People used to say, oh, it's too old, it's too late. It's never too late.
I agree with you. Yeah.
And the book presents a three-pronged approach, because if you're right, you read, or you recite. You are stimulating three different parts of your brain. I say try all three, because then you are increasing the speed of stimulation and growth. If you can't, try at least two or one. But the point is to stimulate the brain so that we are functioning optimally. Does that make sense?
It does to me. And I also know that you need to have at least 6 to 8 hours of sleep.
Yes.
The dream state is very important for healing. You also mentioned eat healthy foods and avoid
yes.
toxic substance. And I'm going to go a step further here and say avoid people who create influences on you that make you uncomfortable physically, unhappy emotionally,
mm-hmm.
and who stimulate the brain. And while we're talking about that, we're going to get on to how do certain words stimulate our senses and our imaginations for learning and joyfulness, or in the opposite, how do certain words create a fear of negativity, anger, unhappiness, jealousy, all the negative emotions.
You can't imagine, you can't be creative unless you're functioning on what I call the PEP health plan program that's stored in the memory data bank, in contrast to the TNT energy plan that is stored in the memory data bank. Because when you are positively energized, you are then functioning on, as I said, feelings of joy, optimism, and enthusiasm, and creativity. If you are functioning on TNT, you are not functioning on what you're able to function on creatively and imaginatively. But if you are exposed to environment, and you are allowing yourself to be relaxed because you are functioning on PEP, you will be receiving through your eyes, through your ears, through your sense of smell and taste experiences that are pleasurable. That is what stimulates PEP to its height.
To say yes to everything that creates that state of bliss, happiness, joy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. You know, I learned a saying when I was a child. I don't know if you remember it, but it was, sticks and stones can break one's bones, but words can never harm me. But that was very wrong. Words do great harm. And in your book, you say by dropping the negative prefix, like in the word uncaring, going to caring, in the word uncomfortable, going to comfortable,
mm-hmm.
going from unfriendly to friendly,
mm-hmm.
unsatisfactory to satisfactory. What you're really doing here is dropping so much energy that it takes to be negative
yes.
and to be fearful. And
yes.
these words can really be eliminated from our thinking and our talking. And then you use other words with a prefix like inattentive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a teacher or a parent might say, you're being inattentive now. You're not paying attention to me. So if they
mm-hmm.
can drop that and go to your being, I need you to be attentive. You are attentive. You are a good listener.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. And I say one fast example of how you can switch from TNT to THT. I'm referring to toxic negative thinking to thinking happy, healthy thoughts. You can do it in a fraction of a second. For example, if you become aware of how many times one says no, not, and never in our statements.
Or I can't do it, or I can't, I won't
right.
do it.
If you say, I cannot change, I have no hope, I can never succeed, all you have to do is drop no, not, never. What statement are you left with? I can change. I have hope. I can succeed. You have instantly changed your biochemical system, and it has affected your heart rate, your breathing, your blood pressure, and your digestive system. You've gone on to THT. When I am going to the doctor and I have pains and I cannot take medication, he'll say, well, what are you doing for your pain? I said, I'm on THT. He says, what is that? I said, thinking happy thoughts. He looks at me in astonishment and he says, is it working for you? I said, it certainly is. I got the endorphins, the feeling good hormones trying to help me deal with the challenges of stress.
All right. And let's go on to something else. Yes, absolutely. This is what this show is all about, and this is what you're saying. It is in performing and qualifying a lifestyle that's built on positive thinking and interaction, and the action is really important. It's not only the thinking. It's mm-hmm. going out there and making it happen and manifesting the life that you want. But some people, Edith, they devote so much time on emotional stress and feelings mm-hmm. of anger, with sadness, depression, anxiety. I mean, why don't we tell the audience about anger, how to identify it, define it, and recognize it so we can release it? Some people don't even know they're observing it in people's attitudes or behavior, and they're right in front of them. Or they may be expressing this themselves, and they're not aware of it either. So we want to make it a little clearer how to recognize it, what anger is, and how to recognize it.
I'll say that how to recognize it is depending on how you're feeling. And if you're feeling bored and angry and full of hate and frustration and so on, you are experiencing stress. Well, if you're experiencing it, the only way to relieve it is to write it out. Get rid of it, because you cannot have positive feelings and negative feelings operating in the same body at the same time. It's a matter of what do you maximize and what do you minimize?
Yes.
When you are feeling that you are uncomfortable, that you are bored, that you are aggravated, that you are frustrated, write it out and get it out, all the thoughts that you have.
Are you saying, Edith, write it, meaning take a journal and write down how you're feeling so it leaves, or write it out, meaning both are good?
No, I'm saying write because of my background. I'm saying W-R-I-T-E.
That's what I thought you were saying. And it is very helpful to write down what you're feeling, because you're releasing it. And once it's written,
right. It's
gone. The moment is over, and you're into a new moment.
But not in a journal. Those thoughts are to be written on unlined paper that is separate. The reason I say it, once you have written it out, you tear it up and you get rid of it, because you've gotten rid of the toxic feelings within you. You take deep breaths and then you go to a journal and write in the positive thoughts. That's how you build up a positive belief system.
Yeah.
And it is no longer for your eyes or anybody else's eyes to have that around. So you tear it up and you get rid of it.
Well, you know what I've done in meditation groups also? I ask people to think of a basket, and I ask them to think of a thought that has been constant and making them feel uncomfortable or unhappy, and
mm-hmm.
to put that thought into this basket and send this basket up into the air like an air balloon and release it. It's the same concept, because chronic repressed anger is really hazardous to one's emotional and physical state of well-being.
Definitely.
And not only the physical state of well-being, what it really does is destroy self-esteem,
yes,
confidence, and all the goals that would create a wonderful life. It affects every relationship. And you know what's really painful for me to observe? You know, I'm empathic, and I pick up a lot of other people's feelings and sense of discomfort
mm-hmm.
in their body and in their thoughts. And the people lose the ability to trust, and it retards their emotional and soul growth. I see so many people that are so emotionally immature. because they're holding on to issues from childhood and pain and sorrow that no longer needs to be with them. They need to be in this moment and create something new for now. So,
yes, I agree with everything you say, and emphatically so. Yes, they've got to let go, because if you hang on to painful past, there is no change. You can't change anything. One moment it has happened.
Right.
And if you spend time in the past painful experiences, you are subjecting yourself to anger. If you are anticipating pain in the future, you are anxious, and you are also preventing yourself from thinking positive, which is only in the moment. And I used to say, take one day at a time. I now say I live moment by moment, because it takes only one moment to change the direction of your whole life.
Okay, Edith, you know, you mentioned humor. That's a very important thing. Smiles and good choices. I'm very big in every one of my shows asking people to think about the choices they're making, because these are all antidotes for anger, sadness, depression, any of the negativity that can come in. And it can restore the brain, so the brain can discard and retrain itself to let go of these old patterns and limitations. And what you're talking about, what I'm talking about, is a mindset of love and compassion for better human beings and for a better human condition. And it is from this state of positive and smiles and joy that it is possible to find health. So I want to thank you, Edith, for sharing your thoughts on positive restructuring of mind and soul for a healing path and a direction for all the days of our lives. Because each day is an opportunity, as you have shown us, to make a choice to smile and see the good in everyone and in yourself. So for more information on Edith Nam's new book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, go to Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble and Google Books. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, we have discussed emotions felt and experienced by us all, and how appropriate words and thoughts can improve our own life by bringing in health, joy, and new friendships. We have discussed emotions such as anger, fear, sadness, and offered approaches for rethinking and recreating the words and chemical ability of our body to rebound from any situation, to express more love, kindness, and compassion, and at the same time develop more control of our thinking process to encourage emotional growth and soul maturity. Changing our thinking and our words and actions will change the outcome of many events in our lives and surely lead to a positive approach to interactions with others. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing from Within, and welcome you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to learn more about Reiki, healing, energy transformations, spirituality, with holistic and traditional approaches for a new and defined human view of life and love.